Okay, so today we'll see the pastime of Srila Raghunath Dasa Goswami. Okay, so before that, let me tell about three Goswamis and their positions. Sanatana Goswami is Sambandha Acharya. Sambandha means one who helps to develop relationship with the deity. What? One minute, huh? What is the name? You all don't tell. What is the name of Sanatana Goswami's deity's name? Which murti? Which murti? Radha Govinda, who got? Rupa Goswami got. Sanatana Goswami got which deity? Yes, Madan Mohan. Very good. So you know, so Madan Mohan is the Sambandha deity. That is, we develop these three terms are very important, children. Sambandha, Abhideya, Prayojana. Please repeat. Sambandha. All of you. Sambandha. Abhideya. Prayojana. Sambandha. Abhideya. Prayojana. Sambandha. Abhideya. Prayojana. Sambandha means developing relationship with the Lord. Developing relationship with the Lord. So the Madan Mohan ji is the deity for, is the Sambandha deity. Sanatana Goswami is the Sambandha Acharya. Okay. Now next, Srila Rupa Goswami is the his deity is Radha Govinda. Radha Govinda is the Abhideya deity and he is the Abhideya Acharya. Srila Rupa Goswami, he teaches the process. Abhideya means what? How to worship the Lord. So how that is Abhideya. That the first is what? Developing relationship. Abhideya is worshipping, how to worship, the process of worship, and Prayojana. Prayojana is the ultimate goal. So Prayojana Acharya is Srila Raghunath Dasa Goswami.
Mataji, the first two deities are Madan Mohan and
yes.
Govind, and that's why it's Sanatana Goswami and Rupa Goswami, but in third it's Radha Gopinath,
so yes. Madhu Pandit. Because Madhu Pandit got that deity. But the Acharya is Raghunath Dasa Goswami, Prayojana Acharya. Because he gives us the ultimate bliss how to worship Radha Krishna. That is why. So he is a Prayojana Acharya. Shh. You come and sit here now. Come here. Keep that back, that side. You come here. Come in front. Bas. No. You should not touch each other. Bas. Okay. So Srila Raghunath Das Goswami was born in Krishnapur and his father was Govardhan Majumdar and he had a uncle called Hiranya Majumdar. Govardhan Majumdar, Hiranya Majumdar, and they were very rich. They were multi-millionaires. Very rich. Their salary was so many gold coins. You know, gold coins, one gold coin is so difficult to... They had so many gold coins, that was their salary.
Grandfather? No, not grandfather.
Father's name is Govardhan Majumdar. And Govardhan Majumdar... And the uncle's name, Govardhan Majumdar had a brother called Hiranya Majumdar. Hiranya Majumdar did not have children. So his money also comes for Raghunath Bhatta.
What was the village name?
Krishnapur. Raghunath Das. Anything? Sharana, you had some question? Yeah, they had lot of gold coins. That was their salary. We get in rupees, no? Here, they used to get salary in gold coins. Because the king of that place, he was very pleased with them. Sit. If you sit proper, just for some more time, this is little tapasya. If you sit and hear, then you will get Krishna's mercy. So sit. Yes. Yeah. For Raghunath Bhatta. Raghunath Das. Sorry. Raghunath Das. Thank you.
It is. Yeah. All the money to.
Yes. All the money goes to Raghunath Das Goswami. And Raghunath was brought up in a bit. He was brought up in a very nice way. There were four doors in his house. I mean, it was almost like a palace. Like at all the corners there were servants to serve him. You want something, immediately they'll get for him. And even if he has to take bath, there will be so many servants to give him bath with nice scented oils. So much this was the opulence of Raghunath. But he was not very happy with all this. And the priest of their family was Yadunandan Acharya. Yadunandan Acharya. And their spiritual master was Balaram Acharya. And this Balaram Acharya, he knew Haridas Thakur very well. Now, Haridas Thakur, 1 minute. Haridas Thakur, how many rounds used to chant in a day?
22.
Yeah, that is equal to 3 lakh names. In a day, 22 hours used to chant the names of Krishna. So, Balaram Acharya knew Haridas Thakur very well. So, once Balaram Acharya took Raghunath for darshan to Haridas Thakur. So, Haridas Thakur, the moment Raghunath saw Haridas Thakur, he liked him very much. Because how much he was detached. He didn't have attachment. He was so much detached. And Haridas Thakur also blessed him. Vairagya. Vairagya means renunciation. Okay. So this way Raghunath, always in his mind, he was thinking, how I'll renounce. So he was not happy with all the wealth that he had in his house. He was the most richest person. That is why they are called multi-millionaires. Or multi... Okay, good. So this way, he was like that. So first he met Haridas Thakur. Then after some time, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. See, this past time I have not told you in Chaitanya Bhagat, but for now you understand. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he took sannyas in Katwa. After he took sannyas in Katwa, from there, he came to Shantipur. He went to Vrindavan. After Vrindavan, he came to Shantipur. Shantipur is the place where all the crosswords and drawings at home. Okay? Crosswords, all of them, please do it at home. Close the book and keep. Listen to this carefully. Huh? So, they came to in Shantipur, Advaita Acharya was staying. So, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came there. So, at that time, this Raghunath Dasa Goswami, he wanted to meet Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But his parents thought, already he is having so much detachment. He is not attached to anything. He doesn't want anything. If he sees Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, then he will become more detached. So that is why they didn't want him to meet. But somehow he insisted, no, I want to see Chaitanya, I want to see Chaitanya. And he escaped from home. Although there were so many guards in his house everywhere. I told you, at all the gate, there were servants. So somehow, Raghunath Das Goswami, he escaped. He went and met Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He fell at the feet of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, questions you write and keep. You ask me after the story, fine? All your questions are very important. Very nice questions you are asking. So just keep it with you. Otherwise, the flow doesn't go. So, Raghunath Das Goswami, he went to meet Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He fell at his feet. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu embraced him and then he kept his lotus feet on the head of Dasa Goswami and he blessed him. Huh? It is said lotus feet. Okay, so he set his feet on Raghunath Dasa Goswami. He blessed him and then Raghunath Dasa Goswami served Chaitanya Mahaprabhu for 10 days. Then after that, again he came back home. But this time, after he came back home, he was not interested in anything. He could only think of, how can I run away from here and serve Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, be with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, go on serving him. This only was going on in his mind 24 hours. So, his parents thought, it's better we get him married. How to distract him? So, they got a very beautiful girl. The most beautiful girl with all the good qualities. And everything, she was very chaste. She was married to Raghunath Dasa Goswami. But still, Raghunath, he was not attracted by that also. He was like, always in his mind, it was, how will I see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? Then he came to know, again Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has come to Shantipur. But now it is very difficult, day by day, in his house, they are keeping so many guards, so that he doesn't escape. So it is very difficult for him to go out. Somehow he managed and he went to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. We should not copy this. He ran to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So he went running. He fell at the feet of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He told Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, I want to renounce now. I want to give up everything. I just want to renounce and stay with you and do service 24 hours for the pleasure of Lord Krishna. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, you should not renounce now. It is called Markat Vairagya. Vairagya means renunciation. Markat Vairagya, for that there is a story. Okay, there is a joke sort of. Once what happened, Markat Vairagya means monkeys Vairagya. Once some monkeys, they decided that we will do Ekadashi. Tomorrow is Ekadashi. Some monkeys, they decided we will do Ekadashi Vrata. So, one monkey told another monkey, you know what? I have heard that after doing Ekadashi, we become very tired. So, let us go and sit on the tree. Because we will become very tired. So, all the monkeys, they went and sat on the tree. Then after that, one monkey said, you know what? I heard that if we do Ekadashi Vrata, we become so tired that, you know, we won't be able to keep the banana also in our hands. So it's better we keep the banana in our hands. And one monkey said, it's better actually we won't be able to open the skin also of the banana. So it's better we open the skin of the banana, and naturally what will happen? It went inside. So this is called Markat Vairagya.
And somebody said that our teeth will be too weak to
chew. Yes. So they thought we won't be able to chew also. So that's why it's better we keep the banana inside the mouth. And you know what happens after that. So this way, this is called Markat. Markat means monkey. Monkey Vairagya. It's Markat Vairagya. That is renunciation. So this Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told Raghunath Dasa Goswami, give me your bag. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told Raghunath Dasa Goswami, you don't do Markat Vairagya, you go back home and you do all your duties. So Raghunath, he had to listen to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, so he went back to his house. And this time, he started helping his father. And he found that for a long time, his father, what was his father's name?
Govardhan
Majumdar. Govardhan Majumdar. He and his uncle, Hiranya Majumdar, they had not paid the tax to the government. So because they didn't pay the tax for a long time, the Muslim king, one of the envious persons, He was from Turkey. He was Turkish. So he came to arrest the father, the Govardhan Majumdar. But he was not there at that time. So he arrested Raghunath Dasa Goswami and put him in jail. Because the father and the uncle, they did not pay the tax. Till here, did you understand?
Yes.
So Raghunath Das Goswami was put, sit properly. So he was put in the jail. At that time, Raghunath Dasa Goswami was very diplomatic. He knew how to deal with people. So he told to that person, in relationship, my father, my uncle and you all become like cousins. So that is why sometimes the brothers fight with each other. Oh, that is okay. So that is why they fight, they become together. So in that way you can forgive me. So the way Raghunath Dasa Goswami spoke, that person also, tears started coming from his eyes. And then he said, okay, I will leave you now. But see to it somehow, if possible, your father should pay the tax. So this way Raghunath Dasa Goswami settled that problem. That name, I'll try to find out. It is...
The guard from the king.
There was an envious person. That person. So he was the... So he released Raghunath Dasa Goswami. So then he went back home. And again he was very restless. When will I see Chaitanya? So what he was... There was a burning desire in his heart. I want to see Chaitanya. And then after that, he when he was meditating like this, he came to know that in some distance Nityananda has come. So somehow he managed to escape. So Raghunath went. Now you know who is Nityananda, right?
Yes.
Who is Nityananda? Who comes as Nityananda?
Balaram.
Very good. Balaram comes as Nityananda. So he went running to, somehow he escaped. He went and met Nityananda. And he offered obeisances from far, because he thought himself very low. That time, like Sanatan and Rupa Goswami.
Because he was with the envious person.
That also, anyway, their mentality is like that. They always think they are not qualified to go in front of these lordships. So Nityananda, he called Raghunath, "Hey, come here." And he said, "You are a thief." Jokingly, he said, "You are a thief. Only thieves do like this." And then he blessed him. He blessed him, and then he told him, "Because you have done this, you have to. I want to give you a punishment. And what is the punishment? That you should. You should feed everyone chidadahi. Chidadahi is a special preparation. One is made in dahi, and one is made in milk." With milk and yogurt, two preparations are made with chida. It's called chida dahi prasad. Okay, so that you should make, and you should give to everybody. So then Raghunath Das Goswami agreed. Whoever was there in that full place, this place is called Pani Hatti. So he arranged for chidadahi for everyone. So many thousands and thousands of people came. Everybody were fed. So many people came that there was no place to stand. So they were standing till middle of Ganga. So many people. There also everybody with two pots. One pot of made with dahi. One is made with dahi. One is made with milk. So everybody with their hands, they all were enjoying that prasad. At that time, when this full, it was filled with thousands and thousands of people taking chidadahi, that time Nityananda, he called for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he came. And when he came, that time Nityananda, nobody could see. Only Nityananda could see Chaitanya. So Nityananda, he took that chida and he was giving it in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mouth, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in his hand, what was it that he was giving to Nityananda? So like this they were exchanging, but this nobody could see. And then everybody got prasad. Then after that, Nityananda, he took the remnants of his own and of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he gave it to Raghunath Das Goswami. And Nityananda told, induced everybody over there to do kirtan. Everybody was chanting the names of Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram. And they all were dancing and they were singing. And after that, everybody went to their house. Nityananda went and took rest. One more pastime happened here was Raghav Pandit, another devotee came. When this pastime was happening, when Chidadahi, Raghav Pandit came and he said, "Hey, I have cooked so many things for you. You're only all." So Nityananda took the mood of Balaram as a coward boy. He said, "You know, I'm a coward boy and I like to take prasad with all of my friends here on the banks of the river. So you please bring all the things here." So Raghav Pandit got all the sweetmeats and all the things what was made in his house and was distributed to everyone. So everybody had a very big feast, and then they danced and then they sang, and then everybody went home, and then Nityananda took rest. In the evening, they all came to Raghav Pandit's house and they started doing a big kirtan. Nityananda was telling everyone to do kirtan, and then even Nityananda started dancing. When Nityananda starts dancing, it is so beautiful, so nice. So Nityananda started dancing and singing. At that time, when Nityananda started doing this, wherever Nityananda would do, Chaitanya would also come there. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda were dancing and singing. So this way, that day the pastime happened. Then the next day, Nityananda was sitting below a tree. That time, Raghunath, he came to see Nityananda. He told to Nityananda, "I want to renounce everything. I want to give up everything. I want to completely surrender to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu." So Nityananda, he blessed It's okay. It's okay. Just be careful of your books. Don't spoil. Huh? It'll become, now you don't wash, it'll become wet. I don't know from whose ink, I don't know who's using, I don't know. From there, I don't know who came. Okay, we'll continue the pasting. Huh? You can use an eraser and do it at home. Or with a whitener you can do it. Okay? So Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he came next day Raghunath went to Nityananda and he was saying that I want to renounce. So Nityananda blessed him and he said, very soon you will go to Jagannath Puri and you will meet Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will entrust you to Sarup Damodar Goswami, and Sarup Damodar will take care of you. Sarup Damodar is the personal secretary of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So he will take care of you, don't worry. So Raghunath Das Goswami felt very happy that, see, I've got this blessing. And then he went back home again. Now this time it was very difficult for him to escape. More and more guards everywhere. So that time he was just thinking, now how I'm going to escape. At that time one day Yadunandan Acharya, who is a family priest, yes, he came to meet Raghunath Das Goswami and he told to Raghunath that, you know, the priest of our temple is not, went away, he is discontinuing the services of our deity. So you please go and explain to him that he should continue the services of the deity. So Yadunandan Acharya told Raghunath, you come with me. So this was the opportunity Raghunath Das took. Otherwise, till now what happened, wherever he went, at least 10 guards will go with him. But now they thought Yadunandan Acharya is a very great senior devotee, and everybody had the faith because he was a family priest. So they had faith, so they didn't send guards this time. So he went alone. He went with Yadunandan Acharya. After some time, Raghunath said to Yadunandan, why you are taking trouble? You take rest, I'll go and settle this matter. I just have to go and convince the priest, no, I'll go and do that. You continue you take rest. So Yadunandan Acharya agreed. Raghunath Das Goswami took this opportunity and he took the longest route to Jagannath Puri. He went through the longer and he went walking. He went walking through all jungles and small villages. He didn't take the easy path. He took the most hard path. So that otherwise in some time his father will send guards, no, to catch him. Wherever he goes, his father will send guards. So that is why he went through the most difficult path and the most long route. The only thing in his mind was, I want to meet Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So this was his there in his heart. So for that, he was ready to do anything. He couldn't feel the pain. See, we can't even sit properly to hear Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastimes. But that was the mood of Raghunath Das Goswami. Although he was a multi-millionaire, he went walking to Jagannath Puri directly. Then he went to the place called Gambira, where Chaitanya Mahaprabhu performed many pastimes. Now, I'll just tell the place. So he went to Gambira. He went offered obeisances to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Yeah. And it took almost 11 days for him to go to Jagannath Puri. For 11 days, he did not eat anything. Maybe once in 3 days, something he must have got, little bit somewhere here and there, that's all he had. So he didn't eat anything, he was walking to Jagannath Puri. Then when he came and offered obeisances to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was very happy to see him. Then he told to Sarup Damodar that this is Raghunath Das Goswami, you please take care of him. And then he told to Govinda that please give him prasad and take him to the sea, let him take bath and then go and give him Jagannath's darshan. Yesterday also the same thing happened with Raghunath Bhatta also. Yes. He had told that devotees over there that you give darshan for Raghunath Bhatta. So then they both got darshan and they got prasad also of Jagannath. So this way for 5 days Raghunath Das Goswami would get the remnants of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, personal remnants. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would take prasad and that he would give to Raghunath Das Goswami. Now Raghunath thought, this is very opulent. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's remnants, they are very opulent. So I should not eat that anymore. So he stopped coming. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked Sarup Damodar, where is Raghunath? Why he is not coming? So then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Sarup Damodar said that now he is not coming anymore. He is begging at the Simhadwaram of Jagannath Puri. At Simhadwaram of Jagannath Puri, he is standing as a beggar, and sometimes the priests, when they come out, they give some prasad. Now he is taking only that prasad because he considers this, it's very opulent. I don't want that opulent prasad. So he started taking that prasad. Then after some time, yes, opulent. Opulent means very rich prasad, with made with shuddha ghee, and you know, all like say gulab jamun, rasgullas, kachoris, and so many things. Yeah, no, auspicious is both very fancy, very rich. Like I mean, simple dal chawal we take, right? Otherwise we have pulao, then biryani, and so many other things, right? Gulab jamuns and kachoris, jalebis, and all these things, right? So those are like something like opulent food. And simple is dal rice, right? That is good for the stomach also. Or curd rice. Yes. Sit down. So this way he was, he decided to beg. Now what happened here at home? The next day they searched that Raghunath Das Goswami is not there. At that time Govardhan Majumdar, everybody were very anxious. So they sent some of the guards. First, before that, they sent a letter to Shivananda Sen. Shivananda Sen, do you remember? I told yes. The starting of the year.
Yes.
So Shivananda Sen would lead all the Bengali devotees to go to Jagannath Puri. He would make all the arrangements. So Shivananda Sen, they wrote a letter that, is Raghunath with you? So Shivananda Sen said, no, Raghunath is not here. So they were still more anxious. They wanted to find out. So now Raghunath, he was begging. Then one day Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told, you all come to Ratayatra. So Ratayatra was over. Everybody danced. And after Ratayatra, all the devotees, they went back home. All the Bengali devotees, everybody went back home except Raghunath Das Goswami. He stayed back here in Jagannath Puri. Now, again when Shivananda Sen, along with all the Bengalis, when they came back home, again the parents of Raghunath Das Goswami, they inquired, did you see Raghunath? They said, yes, Raghunath we saw. And now he is so advanced. He is staying with the personal secretary of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So is that so? But they said that he is, they were glorifying that, see, he is not accepting the opulent prasad, he is begging at the door of Simhadwar. Oh, just imagine a multi-millionaire father, how he will feel when the son is begging. So he did one thing. He arranged many cooks, Brahmin cooks, and a lot of money with those cooks he sent to Jagannath Puri. They went and met Raghunath and they said, we have come on the order of your father and this is the money. He said, I don't want anything. I don't want you to cook for me. You all go home. Only that money he took. Why? He thought, I'll give that money to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. I'll use it for the service of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So with that money, what he started doing? He started inviting Chaitanya Mahaprabhu twice in a month and served for a big feast. He served for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So then this actually what happened is, this begging also he started. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was serving, and after that he stopped that also. Raghunath Das stopped inviting Chaitanya Mahaprabhu because that is again opulent food. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked Sarup Damodar, why he is not inviting me? He said, no, he is not inviting you because he thinks it is very opulent. So now what he is doing? He stopped even begging at Simhadwaram. Because what he thought, when I beg at Simhadwaram, I start expecting this priest, what he will give me. So I should not expect what I am going to get. So he, shh. Keep quiet. So he said, now he is not even begging at Simhadwar, he thinks even that is expecting. So he goes to the kitchen and whatever is remaining, the scrapes, he is just taking that. This much only Raghunath Das Goswami is taking. So this all when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used to hear from Sarup Damodar, he used to feel very happy at the amount of renunciation of Raghunath Das Goswami. Then after that he one day, and he never thought himself qualified to approach Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He would never approach directly. If at all he had any question, he would ask you Sarup Damodar. So he asked Sarup Damodar one day that a person in a renounced order of life, how he should live. So that answer for him Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave, that he should not talk mundane subject matters. No talking shares, no talking about WhatsApp, about Bollywood movie, Hollywood movie, not about all these other things, but talk about Krishna. And then one minute, questions you please keep, I'll answer. Then he said, you should not take palatable dishes. You should take simple food. You should not take palatable dishes. Then you should not wear opulent clothes. Actually, all these Goswamis, if you carefully watch, they just have a simple cloth around them. Have you seen robes around them? No, very simple clothes. So this is how they, no opulent clothes, and amanina manadena means even if somebody doesn't respect you, still you should respect them. And 24 hours you should chant the names of Krishna and discuss about Krishna. So when he knew all these things, he thought even going to the kitchen and taking the scrapes is also wrong. So you know now what he was doing? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked Sarup Damodar, what is Raghunath doing? Actually, in Jagannath Puri, all the prasad is sold at Ananda Bazaar. And sometimes that prasad, after many days when nobody buys, that prasad is disposed in a place so that the cows and other beggars, and they can take. But what happens, sometimes after many days also, that rice in that place, even the cow cannot eat. And Raghunath Bhatta Dasa Goswami, in the night he would go there, he would take that rice. Are you understanding what I am talking? Yeah. In material angle we feel it is spoiled. But Jagannath Puri Prasad never gets spoiled. Even if you tell it is spoiled, it's an aparad. Okay. So that rice, which even the cows would not take after so many days, Raghunath Dasa Goswami, he would go there, he would take that rice, he would wash it little bit with water and just put little salt, and that rice he would take. That was his rina. And we do, but he did it as, now see what happens. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu heard this renunciation of Raghunath Dasa Goswami, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came there one night. When Raghunath Das Goswami, he didn't show to everyone, hey, see, I am taking this simple, he didn't put in all the WhatsApp groups, see, I have done this. Wait. So he went there, he took that rice, and very gentle, when nobody was there, he would go in the middle of the night. You take that rice, it wash, he was about to take, that time, hey Raghunath, what are you eating? Who came there? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Only you are eating all the opulent prasad, huh? Give me also. No, this is not for you. No, I want. You are very selfish. Only you are eating all nice prasad. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu snatched from his hand. And then the supreme personality of God at Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he ate that. And you know what? Sarup Damodar came. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was going to take another morsel. Another time. Sarup Damodar said, no, this is Bhagavan. You should not take. So then he told, my dear Lord, it is enough for you today. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, you know what? I have taken so much prasad in Jagannath Puri, but nothing was so tasty like this. This is the most tastiest. Raghunath, you are taking the most tasty prasad, huh? Because what was Chaitanya Mahaprabhu seeing?
The
renunciation. Because that much love he had for prasad, Raghunath Dasa Goswami. He respected prasad. He didn't say, it is put there, it is put here, I will not take. He took that prasad. So this renunciation, please keep your questions, I'll answer them. So then he said that I will take this prasad. The moment Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saw this, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave him a gift. And what was the gift? You want to know? And what you should say?
Go, Raghunath!
thank you. So Gauranga, what he did, one devotee, when he came from Vrindavan, he had gifted Chaitanya Mahaprabhu with a Govardhan stone. So a stone from Govardhan. And one Gunjamala. Gunjamala is like a garland of conscious sort of. It looks like that. So he gave Gunjamala. It said Gunjamala. I have not seen it. So then he got Gunjamala and Govardhan, Sheila. Now Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, because he was in the mood of Srimati Radharani, always thinking of Krishna, so what would happen, whenever he would see Govardhan, he would have tears in his eyes. He would feel he is touching the body of Nandanandana, that is Lord Krishna. So because he would feel that I am touching the body of Krishna, it was always wet with tears, because that much he had love for Krishna. And one day he was so much absorbed in that when he touched the Sheila, it's called Sheila, it started melting. The thumb print of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came in that. So that is how a thumb print of was there in that Sheila. So that Sheila he gave it to Raghunath Dasa Goswami and the Gunjamala. And he told him how to worship it. He said, you offer 8 manjaris every day. Manjaris means that in the tulasi, the manjari comes, no? That the flower of tulasi plant. That with 2 leaves in the end, that you offer 8 of them every day and offer water every day. So for him to help to do this, Sarup Damodar Goswami, he gave him a water pot. And he gave him a wooden plank where he could keep the deity and to worship him. And then he used to arrange for sweetmeats to like sandesh and all to offer for Govardhan. So this is how Sarup Damodar Goswami used to help Raghunath Dasa Goswami. And then like this, Raghunath Dasa Goswami served for 16 years in Jagannath Puri. He served Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. 16 years, 1-6. Then after that, one day, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu left this planet. He ended his pastimes. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he left this material world, he ended the pastimes, that time, Raghunath Dasa Goswami could not bear the separation. He just couldn't bear the separation of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Once Chaitanya Mahaprabhu left, him Sarup Damodar Goswami left. Now both of his lords, they left. I mean, his seniors left. So he couldn't bear. So he thought, I will go to Vrindavan and I will climb Govardhan Hill and I'll jump from Govardhan Hill and I will end my life. Raghunath, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu left his, he ended his pastimes, no? So that is why Raghunath Dasa Goswami, he went to Vrindavan. He went to meet Rupa Goswami and Sanatana Goswami. He went and told them that I'm going to commit suicide. At that time, they said, no, you don't commit suicide. They knew that Raghunath Dasa Goswami was always there with whom? Sarup Damodar Goswami. And Sarup Damodar Goswami knew all the pastimes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So he is to hear from him. So the only person who knew all the pastimes is Raghunath Dasa Goswami. So that is why Rupa Goswami and Sanatana Goswami ordered him that every day for 3 hours you narrate the pastimes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu at Radha Kund. So Raghunath Dasa Goswami, he sat at Radha Kund and every day for 3 hours he would tell Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastimes. And in that crowd, who would come? Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami. And every day he heard from Raghunath Das Goswami and he had all the notes. And on the order of all the senior devotees, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, although he became 80 plus years, he wrote Chaitanya Charitamrita. The source was Raghunath Das Goswami. This is how Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami wrote Chaitanya Charitamrita. And then what happened is Raghunath Das Goswami, he wanted to excavate Radha Kund. Please sit properly. All of you sit properly. Sit properly. So he wanted to excavate, means he wanted to make, you know, beautiful place, Radha Kund. Because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu discovered Radha Kund, but there were paddy fields. So that all he wanted to do, but at the same time he thought, oh, I don't have money. And thought, oh, I should not think of money. He stopped that and he started doing his bhajan. At that time, one very rich person, he went to Badrikashram. And he told to Lord Badri, I want to give all the money to you. So Lord Badri, Krishna, he told him, you take all the money and give it to Raghunath Dasa Goswami in Vrindavan. So that he can do whatever he wants at Radha Kund. So that person came and gave all the money to Raghunath Dasa Goswami. And Raghunath Dasa Goswami made all the arrangements. And very nice two pastimes. Raghunath Dasa Goswami was so much absorbed in the bhajan of Krishna that when he would sit at the banks of Radha Kund, he was so much absorbed. That time one tiger came there. And a tiger. To drink water from Radha Kund. And Raghunath Das, now suppose a tiger comes here, what will happen? Will you be sitting like this?
No.
But here, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Raghunath Das Goswami was so much absorbed in Radha Krishna bhajan, he did not even notice the tiger was there. So Lord Krishna had to come there and as a soldier to protect him. He had a stick in his hand. Krishna was protecting Raghunath Das Goswami from that tiger. And who told Krishna is not there?
He came in the form.
Now Krishna came. Of course, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ended his pastime, but Krishna saw from the spiritual world that he is doing bhajan for me. He is so much absorbed. So he came there to protect him from the tiger. At that time, it's okay. Don't pick up. So this is how we should be absorbed in the pastimes of Krishna. So Krishna himself came to protect, and this Sanatana Goswami saw. So then after some time, when the tiger left, Krishna also left. Sanatana Goswami came and scolded Raghunath Dasa Goswami that why are you doing like this? Why are you taking service from our Lord? So you please construct a bhajan kutir for you. So Raghunath Dasa Goswami said yes. But then another day what happened? Again he was doing bhajan. At that time he was so much absorbed in the bhajan. It was mid afternoon. It was so hot. That time Srimati Radha Rani came there. And she started seeing that Raghunath Das Goswami was sweating. So she took her pallu from the sari and she covered the head of Raghunath Das Goswami. From the heat, the sun was direct and from there the heat was coming. Raghunath Das was not at all disturbed. Srimati Radharani came and covered his head with her veil. This is called veil because the ladies put with her veil she covered. And she was sweating. She was protecting Raghunath Dasa Goswami. And Raghunath Dasa Goswami was fully absorbed in Radha Krishna bhajan. And then what happened? Sanatana Goswami went from there. He told, hey, what is this? What are you doing? This is our Swamini. We worship her we should not take seva from them. They are the supreme God. So please construct a bhajan kutir for you. And then Raghunath Das Goswami had to construct a bhajan kutir for him. And let me tell about his austerities. In one day, just do one pranam and show for me one Ashtanga pranam. Look at that. Haribol, look at what Tirthavit is doing. So like this, get up. Like this, Raghunath Das Goswami would offer 2000 pranams every day to the Vaishnavas. When we see each other, we should say Hare Krishna. And we should offer pranams. So he used to offer 2000 pranams to the Vaishnavas and 1000 pranams to Radha Krishna every day, and he would chant 1 lakh names of the Lord every day, and 3 hours he would chant. Stand up. And he would chant 1 lakh names of the Lord. And 3 hours Chaitanya Charitamrita he would discuss. This was, and once in 3 days he would drink buttermilk. That's all. And 22 hours he was absorbed in all of this thing. Sometimes he would sleep for 1 hour. Sometimes he wouldn't even sleep that much. This was the pastimes of Srila Raghunath Dasa Goswami. Now, questions. First her questions. Yes.
First Krishna came to fight the tiger.
Yes.